Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the impact of clan conflicts in Somalia. Part 1: Latest Clan Conflict Developments and Trends. Clan violence in Somalia has escalated over the years, with 2024 recording the highest number of incidents. Data from previous years highlights persistent intercommunal tensions, particularly in regions such as Galgaduo, Hiron, and Mudug, where recurrent clashes reflect long-standing disputes that continue to fuel social and political instability. Between January to September 2024, there were more incidents of interclan clashes than in the same period in 2023, particularly in Gedo, Lower Juba, and Lower and Middle Shabelle regions. This increase is the result of a complex interplay of resource competition, historical grievances, political grievances, clan armament, and the influence of militant groups such as Al-Shabaab. In Mudug, clashes between the Habarjida Saad subclan of the Hoye clan and the Lilkai subclan of the Darid clan took place from 25 to 29 of June 2024. Until that month, clashes between the subclans had been sporadic. The conflict is a result of disputes over land ownership and the construction of water dams, which have escalated tensions between the two subclans. Similar clashes erupted on 8 June between the Deer and Marahan clans in rural areas between Abudwak and Haral towns, centered around disputes over grazing land and access to watering points. The conflict killed nearly 50 people and injured more than 150 others. Despite the two clans having previously fought together in a paramilitary group to expel Al-Shabaab from Galmudug region, tensions between them have resurfaced because of long-standing competition over scarce pastoral resources such as land and water wells. These recurring disputes over vital resources continue to destabilize the affected regions, leading to further violence and loss of life. In June 2024, clashes in the Galgaduo region of Galmudug State erupted between the Meran subclan of the Darid clan and the Shaw subclan of the Deer clan after a Meran militia killed a prominent Shaw elder in Lankalo village. In response, the Shaw clan mobilized forces to launch a retaliatory attack, intensifying the violence. On 18 January 2025, militias from the Hobul and Upgal clans clashed over grazing land near the border of Hiron and Middle Shabelle regions in Hirshabelle State. The number of casualties and any resulting displacements remains unclear. By January 2025, clan clashes in Luwak District had affected approximately 70,000 people and led to nearly 30,000 needing assistance. Part 2: Background on Clan-Based Violence in Somalia. Clan conflicts are part of the social, political, and economic dynamics of Somalia, rooted in a complex web of historical territorial and resource-based competition. Traditional Somali society is organized around clans and subclans, each with its own internal dynamics and rivalries. Major clans, such as the Darid, Hoye, Isaac, Deer, Dijil, and Mirifal clans, have historically vied for control over territory and access to vital resources, such as water and grazing land, which are particularly scarce in the arid Horn of Africa. In the Somali context, a clan is a kinship-based social structure that forms the foundation of identity, political affiliations, and resource access. Unlike ethnic groups, which are typically defined by shared language, culture, and ancestry at a broader level, Somali clans exist within a single ethnic identity of the Somali people yet function as deeply ingrained social and political units. Clans are further divided into subclans and smaller lineage groups, which play a crucial role in governance, conflict resolution, and resource control. While conflicts often occur between different clans, tensions also rise within the same clan, particularly between subclans or even smaller sublineages. Following the end of Siad Barre's regime in 1991, Somalia entered a power vacuum. This led to a breakdown of centralized governance and the rise of clan-based militias, each vying for control over different regions and their resources. The 4.5 power-sharing system, introduced in 2000 during Somalia's transitional period, allocates political representation based on a fixed formula: four major clans share equal representation, while smaller clans collectively receive half a share. At the parliamentary level, the 4.5 formula determines the distribution of seats in the federal parliament, influencing the selection of presidential candidates and government appointments. At the executive level, it affects the allocation of ministerial positions and other key government roles to ensure clan-based inclusivity. At the regional and local levels, however, clan influence often depends more on territorial control and domestic clan agreements rather than the rigid application of the 4.5 formula. This system institutionalizes clan-based representation but often aggravates tensions by prioritizing clan interests. Clan allegiances instead of actual needs frequently drive political decisions, causing inefficiencies in governance, service delivery, and, as a consequence, broader political institutions. This system erodes public trust in institutions, as citizens perceive the government as serving clan interests over national development. It also heightens inter-clan tensions, particularly when marginalized communities feel excluded from political and economic opportunities. Political and economic elites often exploit clan divisions to consolidate power or undermine rivals, particularly during election periods, when competition for political representation intensifies. Somali elections do not follow a fixed, universally applied electoral cycle owing to the country's complex political landscape, security challenges, and evolving governance structures. The last was held in 2022. The disarray is especially evident in regions such as Moudouk and Galgaduo, where such manipulation by political and economic elites regularly fuels violence among clans. Outside election cycles, clan rivalries are sometimes leveraged to maintain political control or influence resource distribution, including land and water sources and trade routes, contributing to recurring instability. The violence in these regions takes multiple forms, including clan-based conflicts over land and resources, including water, politically motivated attacks aimed at securing power, attacks on civilians, and broader militia clashes driven by economic and governance interests. Part 3: Key Messages. 1. Clan conflicts in Somalia are escalating as a result of disputes over land, water, and political power, displacing over 250,000 people and killing more than 600 between January 2024 and February 2025. In 2024, the number of reported interclan clashes increased from 90 in 2023 to 168 in 2024, particularly in Gedo, Lower Juba, and Shabelle regions, where deep-rooted historical grievances, resource competition, and political rivalries fuel violence. 2. The humanitarian impact of clan conflicts is severe, leading to large-scale displacement, food insecurity, and limited access to essential services. Many IDPs lack adequate shelter, healthcare, and livelihood opportunities. 3. The instrumentalization of humanitarian aid is a persistent challenge, with some individuals leveraging clan loyalty to determine access to aid, services, and employment opportunities. While humanitarian organizations operate under principles of neutrality, gatekeepers and community affiliations can sometimes affect distribution, leading to unequal access and the exclusion of marginalized groups. 4. Clan conflicts are expected to persist into 2025, driven by unresolved land disputes, political rivalries, and climate-induced resource scarcity. Rising tensions ahead of the 2026 elections, increased militarization, and worsening humanitarian conditions will likely escalate violence, displacement, and access challenges for affected communities. 5. Clan clashes have affected access to essential services, disrupting healthcare, education, and wash services. Thousands are without medical care as a result of attacks on health facilities, while school closures and teacher displacement have deprived children of education. At the same time, wash infrastructure damage has heightened the risk of waterborne diseases, including cholera, worsening the humanitarian crisis. 6. In 2023, interclan violence was primarily concentrated in central regions, such as Galgaduo, Huron, and Moudou, with some incidents reported in Lower Shabelle and northern areas, such as Sanaag and Bari. In 2024, however, violence both intensified and expanded, with a notable rise in the south, particularly in Bay, Lower Juba, and Lower Shebel regions, alongside increasing clashes in northern regions such as Sanaag, Sul, and Toghtia. The frequency and intensity of these conflicts also escalated. Data from the graph shows a sustained rise in incidents throughout 2024, with peaks occurring more frequently and consistently than in 2023. The upward trend line suggests that interclan violence is worsening, further destabilizing affected regions. This widening scope and growing frequency of clan-based violence indicate a deteriorating security environment, with new flashpoints emerging in both southern and northern Somalia. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.